we have Miss Coco.
Woo!
You went on Love Island.
Yes.
2022.
Yes, last
Gorge, that was the year. How did you get cast and what made you want to go on?
So I got approached for Love Island.
Okay, gorge.
Scouted through Instagram and I was like umming and ahhing about whether it was something I wanted to do, but my psychic told me to do it.
Love.
And I like love a psychic.
Yeah, I'm like, very close with mine.
Like, oh, are you?
Yeah,
you
no, they yeah. never get it wrong.
Like, honestly, if he tells me like, oh, this guy, it's not going to work with him. So in January, I was like, started seeing this guy and he was like, he's seeing someone else, a blonde girl.
Stop.
And I just cut him off immediately, the other guy. Yeah. I cut him off. And then I found out he was seeing a blonde girl.
Stop.
And I was like, now you make all my life decisions.
So you went to the psychic?
I went to the psychic.
And they said
And he Love said Island. Love Island.
Okay.
To do it. And yeah. like that I'll have like money flowing in abundance and like,
yeah.
you know, I'll be able to do like
what you want.
What I want. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to make money.
Yeah. yeah.
And I was like shotgirling at the time. And as a 27-year-old, I was like, I don't really want to be working in a bar for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I got approached. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go do it. Psychic said it's going to work out.
Okay. So you're like, I want to go on the show. You went on. Obviously, we saw you in the show. We know what went down. You did really well. Mm-hmm. I think everyone really liked you, your personality.
No
you
one liked it. Me.
No, I did. I feel like
they like me now.
It was a slow season, though. You really yeah. brought what people.
Do you know what though? The for. Irish like me
really well.
The Irish, yeah. They whenever I'm away and that I meet Irish people, they're always like way more like excited and have yeah. love for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can pick up that. Ireland.
I'm obsessed. So you went on. You were in for nearly 2 weeks, 12 days.
It was 12 days. 12 yeah. days.
And do you regret going on, or to how do you feel about it? How do you feel about your experience or looking back?
Looking back, I don't regret it because I don't live life with any regrets yeah. because every single like thing that I've done the past year is because I went on that show, and my life would be completely different. Some of the people I've met, some of the friends I had, like I wouldn't have without doing that show.
Yeah.
But like obviously it probably didn't work out completely how I expected in terms of like, I think when you're looking at a show like Love Island, you seem to think that you're like gonna get a lot more from the show than I think I've kind of, my life hasn't changed that much.
Yeah.
And I think once you live that reality of being through the show, it's quite different to what you kind of expect, because obviously influencers and these people from past series, they post.
It's like winning the jackpot.
Yeah, the yeah. highlights of their yeah. their life. Everyone does on social media, no matter what you do, you post your highlights, you don't show like the struggles.
Yeah.
And what I realized is like, it's not like as flowery and amazing as it seemed from the outside
looking in.
Yeah.
What was different to how you thought it was going to be?
I think I just thought like I thought influencers made more money
yeah.
than what they do, and you can make unbelievable money. But like, I feel like because these days there's so many people coming out of different reality shows and stuff, like the brand like deals and stuff and the ads are so like there's so many people. So it's just there's not as many available as like years ago, I guess, when
yeah.
there was only a few people coming out of Love Island. So that money and the opportunities for you are a lot less because there's more people in
it's
the
so oversaturated
field. Yeah, it's yeah. very saturated.
Yeah, I agree with you what you're saying, like there's literally no point regretting it. And also, to be honest, I feel like it did open a lot of doors, like mm-hmm. probably at the time when you first came out, when you initially came out, you were probably a bit like, what the hell, this is not what I thought it was gonna be. But now I think things kind of sometimes take a bit more time, because now I think TikTok.
Yeah, I think I'm like really grateful for yeah. all the experiences and all the opportunities I've had. And although like I feel like I probably expected slightly a different, not even like more work or anything, just different, yeah. a different vibe being in this industry to what it is. I like so love my life as it is now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much I'd change about my life. Well, maybe a man. But yeah. like it's not much else.
If you're watching. No, literally. Because so when you first came out of the villa, you were saying about it was a bit of a shock when you're like, you come out, you get your phone back. What was that like?
So when I got my phone back, I just saw like obviously awful
yeah.
comments and stuff all about my appearance. So that was like really heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not what I expected. So I was like, what? Like obviously I never expected. I thought I might be trolled for, like, I'm a bit like Marmite anyway, because I'm very like, you either get me and the fact that I've got no filter and I just say everything as it is, or you just hate it. So I thought maybe there'd be stuff about my personality, but I just never thought that people would talk about my appearance. So obviously that was a shock. So when you get your phone back and you see that stuff, like, that was probably like one of my lowest moments coming out of the show. But you get so busy when you come out, and like, it quickly, you just quickly start to heal.
Yeah. And also I feel like as well, when the next season comes on, it takes, the trolls move on to someone else.
They literally move.
They just move. There's always a new target.
It's disgusting. You know?
It's horrible. It's actually horrible. Because, but it's so funny though, it's always a blank profile. Like on TikTok specifically.
Yeah. It's always, it's so weird. Or like someone with like 2 followers and it's like a fake account, or like middle-aged woman always.
Yeah. The Daily Mail, the Daily Mailers.
Oh,
like that era.
I never read the comments on Daily Mail.
No, I don't read Daily Mail.
Awful. Period, full stop. No, who even reads Daily Mail?
Like, you were in the villa, you made a big impact. And I think for me, you're one of the people that stands out a lot, because you obviously have a big personality. You know, made stuff happen. But also, since that season, you stand out a lot because of your personality on TikTok. You're doing talking videos. But I also think people loved you on TikTok for, you would do videos of being like, how you get cast. You would talk about what people want to know.
I think I just am quite real on TikTok. Mm. And I made fun of myself when I come out, because I was like, I have to laugh at the situation to like fucking get over it. But like, I try to do tips for people, I guess. If you want to go on Love Island, go watch my TikTok.
Or even just the behind the scenes. Like stuff that we don't see.
Yeah, I think it's interesting for people to know like what goes on, because I guess they don't. And so much goes on that you don't see, obviously, down to like us shitting. Like you don't see that.
Is there cameras in the toilets?
Yeah, but obviously they're not filming, they're not that filmed to use. It's just to like,
for security reasons, if you've slipped and fell.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
More for security. But like, obviously, like, you have your mic. You have to have your mic on you the whole time.
So yeah.
Like, it's like, we'd be like, oh you know? Yeah,
that is very
invasive. Like, I don't want to hear.
Because Big Brother's the same.
Yeah, I don't want you to hear me shit.
Like, you don't need to, like literally covering the mic.
Like, I used to be, like, scared. Like, how much are they watching us in the toilet? Because I had such constipation that I was, like, in there all the time.
Oh, my God. Especially, though, I feel like if you were on a show like that, your digestive system.
Well, like, I just feel like I was just so scared to poo. Like, I never felt like I was, like, comfortable.
Your body can't.
Because there's a freaking camera. And I'm, like,
I know.
Sat there, like, and I got so constipated, I had to get a laxative from the medic team. So, big up, medic.
That would be me.
After, like, a week in there, I could go, like, and I didn't care. But, like, for so long in there, I literally couldn't go.
No, I'm not even surprised. So yeah, you kind of showed a bit of like the behind the scenes, whatever. To be honest, do you think Love Island has peaked?
Like,
in terms of the show, do you think the its peak is done?
I think it peaked a long time ago.
What year do you think?
Molly May.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think we're gonna get that level.
I don't think
again.
I think it's so, I think that cast was incredible in that series.
Yeah.
I think the cast made that one. The series before that were better, purely just because it was back in the day when they didn't have this duty of care. So they were showing people smoking and getting drunk, and they were having arguments and they were having sex. And like, that just does make a good show.
Yeah. People want to see the drama.
Yeah.
Real drama, not scripted drama.
And I think Molly May's year as well, no one ever thought they were going to get as big as they did.
True.
And I think maybe the people going on those shows were a little bit more real. Yeah. And like, people now, they're so expectant and they're so worried about being disliked by the audiences on the outside world.
Yeah.
That I feel like people play up to the cameras a bit, aren't probably themselves, careful about what they say. The producers are careful with what they show.
Yeah.
So like, it's just not the same. So I do feel like it peaked a long time ago. But then I was saying this to my friend, like, obviously I'm 28, so I've been watching it for years.
Yeah.
Whereas like, for someone who's like 16, 15, they probably still think it's great because it's so like brand new to them.
It's the novelty.
Yeah. And it's new. They didn't watch it like the first series. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like completely different.
100%. You were on the documentary.
Yes,
that was really good.
The Love Island. Did you like it?
I loved. I love. I do think though, because obviously that was filmed just after.
Yes.
So I think it was probably accurate at the time, but I definitely don't think if they made it seem a little bit depressing, but I don't think it's as depressing as it is. No, do you know what I mean? No, but not.
I think they made my the part, editing. They made me look depressed.
I don't think you are.
No.
No.
I actually was going back to Shot Girling to see how it was for a shift because when you come out, like I was freelance, so I had a bit of money behind me anyway going in, but obviously like I come out, I've not been paid in how many weeks apart from like Love Island pay you like £60 a day.
Mad.
It's not much to live off. You're going to events every day, going to podcasts every day, you're getting Ubers, da da da. So there was a lot of outgoings to try and get this press out there when you come out. But I had no ingoings at the time.
Yeah.
And my management got me a bit of work, but that wasn't going to be paid to me in like until like August, like September.
Yeah, too late.
So I was like, what am I meant to do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my dad had actually lent me a bit of money, but I got through that like that because of like all these events I was going to and I had to get my face out there.
You burned through the money like?
Burned through it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go do a shift and see how it was. But I'd said on a podcast, the guy who presented that documentary, that I was gonna go back and do a shift. So he was like, oh, can we film you? And I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't really like approve of how they made it look like I was like fully depressed.
I thought that because I seeing you because online, I like, so if you didn't give me that
I vibe, wasn't oh, fully depressed no. about going back
and it, even the music and stuff,
but it was like really overwhelming being back at a shift because I was so fresh off the show. So everyone was like asking me lots of questions and stuff, and like there's so many kids and they're all like crowding you. It was like it's a really busy club, so for me it was like overwhelming. But at the time, I think where I'd come off the show and been trolled, like my social anxiety was a bit off anyway. So yeah, I wasn't depressed, but I went back, did it, and then I didn't go back after that. I haven't gone back.
That's the thing, like I didn't hear of you going back, honest.
Yeah, like, so at the end of the documentary it says that like I'm doing basically influencing full time, but I mean, yeah, I get comments all the time like, oh, well done for going back to your normal job. And I'm like, this is really awkward because I haven't. Like, I would if I needed to, but I don't need to at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, that because that would
be I have no like shame ago. In going back to a normal job.
It's a weird one because they had people be like, oh, like you don't go on the show for love. And that's true. We've known that.
Yeah.
But I think hearing it from the horse's mouth hits different. Like, you know, hearing the guys and stuff be like, you don't go on it for love. You don't really hear.
I don't know why boys go on it for brand deals and stuff because not many get them. Like, it's completely different influencing for guys. They don't get work.
Yeah.
Even like, I'm pretty sure some of the guys from my series like are not getting work. Like,
really?
Like, I'm sure of it. Like, I stopped. See.
Well, I kind of. He was on the documentary and he wasn't getting
it. So funny.
I think he's doing well now on TikTok.
But I think even like some of like the finalists, I don't think they're getting much work as guys.
No.
Because it's just different. It's not nothing to do with them as people. It's just different for a guy and a girl in the influencing world. So, yeah, poor them.
Yeah. Sorry.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But so when guys say they're going on it for that, I'm like,
don't assume. Don't assume. Don't
set your expectations. But everyone should set their expectations. Whereas, like, yeah, I do think you either go on it, and I mean, not everyone goes on it for. You know, that some people go on it just for the experience. Mm. Some people go on it for money. Some people go on it because they're like desperate to be famous. Like there's many different things. I went on for the money.
Yeah.
I've always been honest about that.
Yeah.
If I found love, be a bonus because I'm 28.
Yeah.
Fucking old bitch.
Yeah. But I think people love the honesty though. It's when people are still to this day like, no, it's for love. I'm like, let's break it down.
No, I think it's weird when people like, I feel like most people are honest about it because
they
everyone
are.
Knows.
Yeah.
Like if anyone was like, yeah, I went on it for love. Like,
yeah.
Come on, honey. You can find love.
Yeah.
Like go on Hinge.
So going forward, would you do reality TV again? Would you do Big Brother?
I would love to do reality TV. I'd love to do Big Brother.
What do you think of it coming back?
I'm so excited.
Obsessed. Do you think it'll be the same?
No.
No.
Duty of care. It will never be the same.
This is the thing though. I don't know. Like, are we going to get those reality TV golden moments, like with Duty of Care in every show?
You'll get a few, but nothing compared to what we used to get. Like, Tiffany calling Gemma a fat. See you next Tuesday.
That ain't coming back.
You'll never get that.
And we're not getting Nikki Graham. We're not getting... that won't happen again.
No.
It won't. It's going to be PC.
Yeah, it's going to be completely different.
So with dating... dating. How have you find being on Love Island has affected you dating?
I feel like it literally, it's hard to say that Love Island ruined my dating life, because like I feel like I went through a lot last year that could make me quite made me not open to meet someone for a long time. Like, okay. I was in like an abusive relationship,
okay,
prior to going in Love Island, and so I had a lot of healing to do. Well, actually, when I went in, it probably wasn't the right time for me to go in, and then I come out to being trolled and stuff, so it didn't help with the healing. So I spent a lot of time alone up until like January. So like I was like celibate and not wanting to be for like 7 months. So long time.
Kind of into it as well though.
No.
Sometimes I'm like late, everyone leave me alone.
No, okay, like obviously it's nice to have time to focus on yourself, but it would be nice to have just a little friend.
Just someone. someone. That's mad. So I didn't know that. So you went straight on. So you're obviously in this relationship, it wasn't a healthy one. And you went straight on the show and then came out to trolling. Like that's a lot.
It was, well, so, yeah, no, I went, like, I think we ended at, like, probably this time last year, a bit earlier, like, early March. Then I went to Thailand in April. So I'd done a little bit of work, but going from being with a narcissist into, like, a show.
One way, it could have been good just to separate yourself.
It was good to have that time to, like, basically just think about the last few months and how it had affected me and... Yeah. Stuff, but bless him. Like, I don't hate anyone, so it's fine. But yeah, I feel like it wasn't the right time. Like, because if I'd gone in, for example, if I'd gone in and that hadn't happened to me, I probably would have been a little bit different. Because I was really like not my confident self that I has come out of me now that I feel a bit more healed in there. Because I was like obviously like a shell of a person. Because if anyone's been with a narcissist before, they like break you down until you're like a shell of who you are and you're not yourself. So I feel like I would have liked to gone in like a year ago, but it's like when I went in a year ago. But
I get you.
Yeah.
Since the show, like I think we've seen your personality even more. Like I think we saw 10% of your personality in that show.
Yeah, no, I feel like, the personality's back, bitches.
Yeah, she's very much back. She's not going.
I feel like that's why I like TikTok, because you're able to show the personality through there.
People warm to that, though, and people enjoy that, because, like, I just think, I think we're at full capacity when it comes to influencers now, being honest. Like, not in a sense of don't get your brand deals, but I don't know where the relatability is now. Like, so I think with TikTok and stuff, people like love that. Like when you're just genuinely just making videos in your bedroom.
I just literally am sat in the bed and I'm like, oh, I need to put a video up. Yeah. So I just talk shit to the camera. Yeah. So like it's
like a close friends story.
It's like a close friends story. You know? It's like an insight into my close friends story. Because that is pretty much what it is.
So with the dating thing, how are we now? what's happening now? Because you were obviously when you first came out, it was a bit like not loving it with dating.
And so then now, like the first person I dated since the villa was like just before, like literally just after New Year's, like just before like I went to Dubai for a bit. So this guy, and he was, I thought, really nice, to be honest, but he was the one the psychic said was seeing the blonde girl, and he just but he was a bit weird. Like he was like, I can't believe I'm with Coco from Love Island.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
that's a bit Yeah, don't love that.
I didn't love it.
I don't love that.
Also, like, he was quite sweet. So I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
And then that didn't work. And then, I've been seeing a few people.
Mm.
I feel like I don't know. Like, I'm trying to practice detachment, but I'm not very good at it.
Oh, as in, like, you'll sleep with someone once and then be like, I love you. Not I love you, but I'm very like that. Like, I'm very...
Even before I sleep with them, like,
I build up the fantasy of, like, I see our life together.
That's it. Very I fall so. In love with the fantasy. The idea. Not the
Are you Pisces? You're a Pisces moon though.
Mm.
Capricorn, Pisces moon.
And Libra rising. Because then I get really hurt. And I start to like love the version of them in my head.
That doesn't
exist. Like really, like the real version of you is so inconsistent. You lack effort.
Yeah.
And you lack the bare minimum fucking everything.
Everything.
So you're a dick in real life. In my head, you're so great.
Yeah. You're like, I love you. I
love the version of my head.
The math is so
good. You're amazing. Why can't you be him?
It doesn't translate. Like the idea of who you think it is. No. Like it ain't the same. So wait, you know the way you were saying about people, he was like, oh, Coco from Love Island. Do you get that a lot?
No, I've only had that once from like him.
And you get that with people?
And he kept talking about it and kept talking about like...
That's weird, asking you and stuff.
Well, he was just suffering sharing himself.
Oh. Oh, well then that, I thought that's weird.
So he was like talking was about like, oh, like followers and like just like...
Now, for me personally, when a guy is into like followers, that's, I'm not into that.
No.
I'm not into that now.
It's an ick. I actually just want someone who's like got no clout, like really low key.
Private profile.
I seem to always start seeing people who aren't like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
It's weird though, but yeah, because do you think it's because it's, you're running in the same circles as these people? That you meet them more, it's harder to meet the private.
Yeah, no, 100% that.
Yeah.
I want someone private. I want someone with zero clout. Like, I wouldn't care if someone had, not like like clout and like whatever, they had this great career in the public eye, but only if they were like, because you know, like a lot of these boys who are like me and my friends, like blue tick boys, they're like cheats, get loads of attention. Mm. So they think they're fucking amazing. Their ego is massive. And I'm just so not into that. Like, I want someone humble. I want a family person, like, who's not really interested, doesn't really care, like, about anything, but, like, ambitious still.
Do you...
Not asking for much.
Would you rather be...
A massive...
What? What?
A massive...
I don't know what you... What did she say? What did she say?
A massive willy.
Okay, so, have you been to Dublin?
Yes.
When did you go?
When I was 18 to meet Jed Edward.
Did you... Sorry.
My love, the loves of my life.
Sorry.
And I waited outside their pantomime to meet them for hours.
Wait, what year was this?
18, so 10 years ago.
Okay, gorge. And so you just went for Jedward?
Just went for Jedward.
Do you stay in touch?
We're Jedward. Well, now I'm... Now.
We're voicing it.
Now I'm friends of
obsessed.
Jedward. Obsessed. And I love them. But back in the day, I would fancy... that my head, I was with Edward. I didn't even talk to boys at school because I was like, I've got a boyfriend.
You're like, sorry. And like, his name is Jedward. Singular.
Edward from Jedward.
Oh,
I can
just
tell
Edward.
Them apart. I can tell them apart.
Still. Apparently there's like loads of things.
Still, there's so many things.
There's so many things. But what did you think of Dublin?
Dublin was good. So at the time when I went to Dublin, Geordie Shore had just been on and they'd just been to the Leprechaun Museum.
Oh my God, I think I saw that.
So it was like a massive thing. So me and my friend, like that's pretty much all we did there. We were like, well, they went there on Geordie Shore, we have to go. So we went to the Leprechaun Museum.
Stop. I'm screaming. How long did you go for?
2 nights, not long. Literally flew there, met Jedward. We went on a night out, and oh my God, how funny. We went on a night out, and we were paralytics. We were like really young. We were using our sister's fake ID because it was for my 80th birthday, but I just realized I was actually 17, just about to turn 18.
Yeah.
So we were using my sister's ID and her sister's ID, and we went on this night out in Ireland, Dublin. And we had a Polaroid camera just like back in the day. Like you didn't really use smartphones. Well, you did, but I think we just bought it for fun. So we had this Polaroid camera we were like taking loads of pictures with of the guys we were getting with. We got like 10 guys each that night. And then we looked at the photos. And
they vile?
No, when we got them printed out, we looked at the, oh my God, the ugliest boys
violent.
I've ever seen.
Violent.
And I know what you mean, but like really bad.
Like twos.
Like I was like, oh my
Stop. But would you like full on Polaroid camera? You're like, smile.
Like,
you're on camera.
Honestly. No, it wasn't Polaroid. It was one of those disposables.
Oh, the disposable.
So we got them printed out and we were like, oh my fucking God. Like, we actually kissed that person.
Stop.
But
oh
it
my
was
God.
So
you still
funny.
Have those photos?
Somewhere.
I'd love to see them.
I
imagine,
actually,
like,
I have one of kissing Edward somewhere as well.
Love that. So are you dating then? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to go into the specifics.
I'm not into the specifics.
Well, because it's early days. Early
days. Yeah.
Or wait, yeah. How do
so
you,
there's two.
There's
no, there's three.
Okay,
no,
Gorge.
There's two. And a half.
Two and a half. The third doesn't really count.
So one is like inconsistent, low effort. So like also CBA.
Yeah.
And the other one, early days. I feel like dating is fun though. I feel like I need to date more. I don't really like dating. So I just sit on one person. Because I'm like, like I found someone. And I don't like sleeping around.
Yeah.
So like I hate dating around.
When there's no connection, it's just literally grim.
Yeah.
So random, but who are you still in touch with from Love Island?
Cheyenne Kerr.
Adore. She's cool.
Yeah.
Gorge. Sorry, conversation closed. The silence is loud.
Like if I see people, I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Not really. Like that's the only one who I like meet up with, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like you guys went on at the same time.
Same time, same vibe. Went to
same
Ibiza
vibe.
With each other after.
Yeah.
She comes around mine. We have a wholesome time about dogs. We go to
yeah.
gym.
Gorge.
Yeah, just like like-minded people.
when you're on the show, like, do the producers push you in a direction of certain people, or do they just let you crack on?
What boy?
Boys, but also like friendships with the girls.
Not friendships, but guys, yeah, definitely.
Do they? They're in your ear.
Yeah, they're definitely like, you need to go for him.
Do they do a lot? Really? Do they do a lot of steering?
They tell you where to go, and I don't know if that's more just like Casa Amor vibes or like in general, but I know in Casa Amor all us girls were kind of told where we're allowed to go.
Interesting. Because I heard a rumor that they like pretty much can't come back alone from Casa Amor. The producers are like, you need to bring someone back.
I think they do say that to some people, yeah. Which is kind of fucked up.
It is weird though, because then obviously you would, if someone's in a relationship, you would think, oh my God, like,
you start to hate
your heart.
But they, because they know the way they want it to go.
Yeah.
They
do have
TV.
TV. You get, like, you do know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, it's TV. Yeah. And a lot of the time, if you don't do what the producers say, you kind of know that your time in there is up.
Mm.
Because you want to impress them.
Yeah.
Like, if they say jump, you got to say how high.
How high.
If you want to stay in.
Who do you think, what is the perfect candidate for Love Island, like, or reality TV? What do you, like, producers look for?
I don't know what Love Island producers look for, because half the people in my series didn't have personality.
Yeah, well, not
joking.
Not the guys.
Joking, but I mean, it's it's not that they didn't have a personality, because they got personalities. Everyone's got personality, okay, and everyone's got different personalities.
Yeah.
But in terms of reality TV and like old school reality TV,
yeah,
as a producer, what I'd be looking at is like personalities, like Big Brother personalities, and I don't really feel like anyone in our series but Ekin and like Davide had like a unique personality.
100%. I felt like the season was slow. You came on and that was the first.
So Love Island's a bit different. I don't think they look for like personality.
Clearly not. No, it doesn't seem that way.
Mm.
It doesn't. I wasn't actually watching the winter one. Were you?
Winter. Yes, I did.
Did you watch
yes.
it? I started it, but I don't know what it was. I think it was just because I was like.
Well, I didn't watch it consistently, but I watched a few, yeah.
They're not bringing it back.
No.
The winter one. I think it's too close together.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's
no, and no one wants to watch it in winter. I don't know why, because theoretically we should, because we're at home and we've got nothing to fucking do.
Yeah.
But I think it's like a bit of summer tradition.
Yeah. How many seasons do you think we've left? Like, realistically, if you were like, okay.
One.
One more this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull the plug. Do you think people are just over? Not over, they're just past it.
I think there's one.
One.
Only my psychic said.
Oh, then I feel like that's
my psychic said two more, a winter and a summer, and then gone.
That's mad.
So if it goes, I'm just gonna say, like, you guys need to hit him up.
Yeah, that's psychics are never wrong either.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. They get paid for a reason. Definitely do think though, Love Island, like, you were always meant to go on. Like, I think it was such a stepping stone.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had the personality for reality too.
Oh my God, you
without
you
sounding
do.
On my own ass, but do. I do. So yeah, no, I think I was always meant to do a TV show.
Yeah.
And I think the world is like divine timing and everything aligns. And I could have been meant to do that show, because it will lead me to like...
Something else
or someone, like my soulmate. You never know how things go.
You just don't. Or even like the people that you would have met. Cheyenne, but even in the industry, like,
I've met so many people. Yeah, so many people that I love in the industry who weren't from my series, but like I love as people, and I'm so happy they're in my life now. Yeah. So,
I want to see you do a podcast, like your own one.
See,
I do.
We'll see.
Hello, Spotify. Please hit her up, because you have such a personality. For you, you are to me a TV personality, because I think. With influencing, I think you've a bit more to give than influencing. Like, you obviously you can do the damn thing, but you have that edge.
No, yeah, I don't like love influencing.
It's pretty boring.
Like, out of TV, I kind of wanted a bit more like TV personality kind of vibes.
Yeah.
But we'll just see what happens. I'm very much like at the moment just like content and going with the flow rather than like trying to force anything, and like I just feel like over the past few years I've noticed that everything is okay in the end.
Yeah. Okay, random switching it up. The paps.
Yeah,
the paparazzi. So in terms of like the paparazzi, are you in contact with them now or no? Because when you would have come out of the villa, it would have been more of a a time where you would have been like at events, PR, but now are you kind of like stepping away?
Yeah, so when I come out, it was like more like events. I did one set up shoot, I will be honest, because everyone in the press was calling me a slag, and I thought, well, I'm gonna be really wholesome. So I got this pap to come take photos of me leaving puppy yoga.
Stop, in London.
To look wholesome.
I'm obsessed. So wait, what did you wear?
Little gym set. My tits were massive, but I still look like
gorge. I'm obsessed. How long was the setup shoot?
Like, it literally didn't take long at all. I had my friend Jordan with me and he was finding it so he was loving it. Mm. But yeah, so there was one setup shoot I did. And now, like, I don't, some events I'm even like, nah, don't take pictures of me. Yeah. But it's part of it to sometimes do it. And sometimes it can be fun if you feel beautiful and glamorous that day. But like, for me, I'm never going to call up a pap again and get pictures. Cause I just don't care enough.
You're not bothered.
I know people care, but yeah. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I could not care to see myself in the Daily Mail of all the comments calling me a fat slag. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't care.
You're like, I would really rather not.
I don't care for that life.
What do you think of paparazzis? Like, are they sound?
I love all the paps as people. Yeah, I hug them when I see them. Like,
because you know the way there's that like image of them like hiding in the bushes. Like,
no, I mean, I guess if you're like a celebrity, like
in America,
an actual celebrity, fucking not one of these UK reality stars who think they're a celebrity. If you're an actual celebrity and you like Kim K and you're being bombarded with paparazzi while you've got your kids with you and stuff, that is a different
story.
A different story to the UK paps who all the girls call up. Get them to come. We're all mates of them. Some of them even drop you at the clubs. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. To wrap up the pod, any plans for the future?
My plan is just to be content, happy, and my ultimate goal is to be a foster mum.
Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
To
foster children.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I want my own kids too, but I want to foster.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens in the meantime, whilst I get there, you know, or if a sugar daddy wants to come snap me up.
Yeah, respectfully. Waiting. This is a call out. Well, you've been stunning.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Stunning. The hands are coming in. Bye, you guys.
The nails are nice.